it's all about inspectors from the Environmental Protection Agency, at the request of Donegal County Council, gaining access to the site at Ross Bracken, which some of your listeners will know is just east of Letterkenny there. And it's at the, at the bottom of the Swilly, and there's an 11-acre site, which is what Jim Ferry owns, and where for many years he was operating what we now know to be an illegal dump with up to, I think it's about 36,000 tons of rubbish, most of it buried secretly on site. And so the inspectors from the EPA have to get inside. Mr. Ferry has been convicted of all of this, as some of your listeners will know. And indeed, the judge has ordered that he be committed to prison for not obeying earlier High Court orders. So at the moment, really, the authorities are trying to find out exactly what's there, exactly where it is, what sort of condition it's in. And, you know, does it make sense to remove it from the site, which I suppose environmentalists would say is the ideal solution? Or is there something else you can do? Can you, you know, drain the toxins out of it? Can you stop it leaching into the water, et cetera, et cetera? So that's essentially what it was about. But interestingly also, the council applied for and were granted an order that Ferry himself must pay for this. And this goes with the polluter pays principle. And the council and the EPA are given permission to, if necessary, invoice Ferry on a monthly basis for all the costs arising out of this inspection.
There were also questions asked or raised as it relates to the business relationship with Wurr's Waste of Galway.
Yes, indeed, yes. Wurr's of Tuam in Galway, Ferry has claimed that he has sold his companies, Ferry's Waste Recycling and Ferry's Waste Collection, the two companies that basically operated the Ross Bracken site. And he claims to have sold the companies now to Wurr's of Galway, and I suppose to some extent is saying, well, it's all nothing to do with me anymore. And frankly, the council and the EPA don't really believe this. They think this is a fiction. And so part of the order also says, well, if you've sold the company to Wurr's, that money must be used to clean up the mess that you've created. So the court order also says that anything he received from the sale has to be handed over to the council, and anything that's due, in other words, if he sold it for, let's say he sold it for €100,000 and he was paid 80 and there's another 20 to be paid, just for the sake of a talking point, that money that's due also, if it exists, must also be paid not to Ferry but to the council itself to fund the cleaning up of the mess he's created.
Now, when we spoke to you last, I think it was in August, a High Court ordered that Ferry be arrested and jailed, but that still hasn't happened.
That hasn't happened, to the best of my knowledge. There have been a number of attempts by the guards in Letterkenny. They have raided various premises associated with Mr. Ferry, and they have seized an amount of cash up to 80,000 and some stolen goods and some cannabis plants, and we don't really know to whom those things belonged, but they were seized and they have tried to arrest him, but he is evading arrest. And local sources say to me that they think he's in Strabane across the border from Lifford. I don't know if that's true. Somebody else up there was saying, oh, he was seen a couple of weeks back in the passenger seat of a Dublin registered car somewhere near Ross Bracken. Again, I don't know if that's true, but certainly it is true to say that he is a fugitive, in the sense that a High Court judge, which is, you know, the third highest level of the judiciary, has ordered that he be arrested and he be imprisoned until such time as he obeys the orders of the High Court to clean up this site. And it looks as though he has little intention of doing that.
Now, as it relates to yesterday, is this really the final box being ticked that will allow the council go into this site and, as you mentioned earlier in this piece, you know, ascertain what the right thing to do is? In other words, clean this mess up one way or the other.
Well, I think we're getting to the final phase of this. It's not quite there yet. Certainly, they have to get in. They want to get in. They want to inspect it. I mean, they have a reasonable idea of what's there already, but I think this is a much more thorough examination. So at the conclusion of this, presumably the EPA will write a report for themselves and for the council and say, well, look, this is what's there. These are the options as we see it. And this is our recommendation for us how this thing should be dealt with. You know, I think ultimately what you may find is that the whole property is just seized by the state in lieu of the debts this man has accumulated. And, you know, it has to be remembered that all of this money that, first of all, was taken from people to provide a service which was not delivered and pocketed by ferries companies, all of the money is going to cost to clean up this mess. That all has to be paid for by the taxpayer. So it's the people of Donegal and the people of the rest of Ireland generally who have to pay for these breaches of laws that are there to keep the environment clean and to regulate how we all live.